122. The tea tax. Of all the towns and duties, only the tax on tea was left. It happened that the British East India Company had tons of tea in its London storehouses and was greatly in need of money. The government told the company that it might send tea to America without paying any taxes in England, but the three-penny colonial tax would have to be paid in the colonies. In this way, the colonists would get their tea cheaper than the people of England. But the colonists were not to be bribed into paying the tax in any such way. The East India Company sent over ship loads of tea. The tea ships were either sent back again, or the tea was stored in some safe place where no one could get it. 123. The Boston Tea Party, 1773. In Boston, things did not go so smoothly. The agents of the East India Company refused to resign. The collector of the customs refused to give the ships permission to sail away before the tea was landed. Governor Hutchinson refused to give the ship captains a pass to sail by the fort until the collector gave his permission. The commander at the fort refused to allow the ships to sail out of the harbor until they had the necessary papers. The only way to get rid of the tea was to destroy it. A party of patriots, dressed as Indians, went on board of the ships as they lay at the wharf, broke open the tea boxes, and threw the tea into the harbor. 124. Punishment of Massachusetts, 1774. The British king, the British government, and the mass of the British people were furious when they found out the Boston people had made tea with salt water. Parliament at once went to work, passing acts to punish the colonists. One act put an end to the Constitution of Massachusetts. Another act closed the port of Boston so tightly that the people could not bring hay from Charleston to give to their starving horses. A third act provided that soldiers who fired on the people should be tried in England. A fourth act compelled the colonists to feed and shelter the soldiers employed to punish them.